The problem with me is with the kids. Like, I've been a parent for so long now that I can't stay up past, like, 11. And that's, like, when Vegas begins. Like, so...
Pretty much.
Welcome to Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that. Talk about scary places. Hey, Clay.
Hey, Adam.
What's up?
Scary places.
We have a guest here today.
Scary places, that's what's up. Oh, we have a guest?
Right. That's what's up. We have a guest. This is Titus Covington. Titus Covington, what the hell?
Titus Covington?
It's Titus Covington.
Oops.
fine, we're leaving it in. I was laughing when I said it. Titus, you might know him from television and movies all over the silver screen, and he's blessed us with his presence here today.
It's nice.
Hi, Titus.
Did you say the silver screen or the silver woods?
He did.
The silver woods as well. We don't make reference to that movie as much as we should because it's obvious. Go watch it. It's fine. I don't want to talk about it right now.
You know, we do push that movie an awful lot on this show. So just saying.
We do push it a lot. We have a lot of movies besides Silver Woods, too, but we often
definitely
push that.
Check us out.
Mm. Titus is a phenomenal actor. He's gracious with his presence today.
Thank you.
In the studio. Thanks, Titus.
No problem. That's fair.
No, Titus is great. I'm glad he's here.
As much as a director does.
There's always room for improvement.
Always.
Well, we have a guest on this episode. I was just about to tell you, but I was going to like roll into it smoothly. We have a guest on this episode. It's the season finale. Woot woot.
Nice.
Has been a really long
season finale.
Yeah, we've done a lot of episodes this season, both video and then of course several just audio episodes for our loyal listeners out there. But we did want to do something kind of fun for the last episode. So, of course, we elected not to. We're talking about something kind of boring, to be honest with you. We've done a lot of episodes about hotels. We have. I'm not going to lie. But we're going to check in. Room service, please. To the Flamingo in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Let me pay them strippers real quick.
I have never stayed at the Flamingo.
I'm just going to keep tossing
ever,
these ones out there.
I know someone who has.
Just, come on.
Make it rain.
Just strip.
It's getting ridiculous.
I've paid for an awful lot.
I go to the strip club. I make it hail. I throw pennies at those girls.
Doesn't that hurt them?
Take them pennies.
Is that why they like have pelt marks all over them? It's not like because of the drugs?
They got makeup.
Money's money.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't like Titus, that money that like wipes through the butt cracks and stuff. I don't want
to. You've never been to a club like that. You don't even know what the hell you're talking about right now.
I'm just saying.
You don't even know. He doesn't know.
It's
all money is dirty.
You're not wrong. But when you see it, when you see it be dirty, you're reminded that it's dirty. So. I'm not about that poop life.
Well, you wouldn't like Vegas or the
Flamingo. I don't like Vegas.
Right, I got a quick story, though. Before we start now. We're talking about dirty money. So, a lot of people that have watched the show know I've been an actor since I was a child.
I've
done it my whole life. But in between being an actor, right, there's other things you have to do because sometimes acting doesn't pay
the bills. I thought you were a lumberjack.
So, I've been a bartender at a lot of different places that I've been fired from in my life. And one of the places I worked at had a male review during the day and all the women would come. And these guys were just greasy. They were just in thongs and like banana hammocks. And I was a bartender. And they'd come up and they'd be like, yo, man, give me a Red Bull and vodka. And then I'd give them like a bunch of Red Bull and vodka. And they'd tip really well. And I'd have this carafe for tips, you know, and it was screw at the bottom. They put money in there. And at the end of the night, I went to go start taking it out. And it was all wet. because it was the money that was in their G string.
W-E-T.
And I look at my bar back and said, man, I can give you this money right now in Spanish. I'm going to say it in an accent for people that don't speak Spanish. No, no, it's okay. I take it later. And he just leaves. And I bring it home and Heidi gets up. That's my wife. Everybody does know my lovely wife, Heidi. And I bring it upstairs and I put the crafts on the table before I go to bed. And she's like, what's that smell? I'm like, what do you mean what smell? She's like, did you bring home like an Italian sub or something? It smells really bad. And it was like the middle of the night. I went, no. She goes, what is that smell? And she comes out and she smells the BO money. And I had to put it out in the garage and let it dry for 2 days before I could even count it.
Oh, that is.
That's how dirty that money is. But I had to tell you that because that's how gross.
You know,
it is.
You know what I got out of that that's story? Gross. I like Italian subs.
Banana hammock. I do too still, but I can't help but think about banana hammock
well,
money
now,
when I eat one.
Now,
I'll never eat a sub again.
Now that's what I'm going to think about. So thank you. Thank you for ruining things for me again.
Just dudes jiggling their giblets in a thong.
So continuing on this episode of Talk About Dirty.
It's the finale.
It's
come
the
on.
Finale. You know what? And it's Vegas. Oh. I wouldn't expect anything less. I have been to Vegas, as I said earlier, if you caught it. I'm not a fan. But it's definitely somewhere that...
I don't know why.
Well, just none of that stuff appeals to me, but it's definitely somewhere that everybody should at least check out. You know, if you've not been there, what are you doing? Are you like 15?
Does it appeal
15?
To you?
Then...
It does, a little bit. A little bit. I like the excitement of...
Well, see, the problem with me...
I went there once.
The problem with me is with the kids. Like, I've been a parent for so long now that I can't stay up past, like, 11. And that's, like, when Vegas begins. Like, so...
Pretty much.
So me and my wife actually went for, like, our one-year anniversary. I think I've actually told this story on this show before, but we went for our 1 year. And we walked the strip and checked out some cool stuff. And we started, like, at dinner time. And literally by 11, we were like, done. We're like, we can't do this. What a waste. But I can't. Too much walk into place, smell like cigarettes. And I'm not about that lifestyle. No. I don't like the smell of cigarettes.
Cigarettes is the least of your worries there.
Yeah, doesn't that's smell like true. Anymore, though. They don't smoke in those casinos anymore. But yeah, that's
are
that's
you true. Referencing kind of COVID?
It's kind of weird. Well, I guess. I mean, they still don't in a lot of them. I know, like, the Park MGM doesn't. I did a commercial for the Park MGM, by the way, recently. So if you see my face anywhere.
Hey, is this just a giant plug for you?
I'm trying. It's the finale, man. It's the finale. I'm trying to spice
so
it
anyway,
up.
Talk about Adam.
Anyway, so it's Vegas.
So.
Why not? And again, Titus has been there. He said he's been there.
Yeah, I've been there one time. I finally saved enough money to go to Vegas, and I went with a friend or worker, co-worker, I should say.
A human being. Well, just a human.
There we go. That's the best version of that. And we shared a hotel, and I didn't see anything scary, but I spent most of my time high and asleep whenever I went to the hotel room. So
sounds like fun. Doesn't appeal to me. Yeah. But...
I see why not.
That's my life, though. That's, I don't have to go to Vegas to be high and asleep.
Yeah, so I stayed up pretty late. Probably like 6 a.m. is when we lay down. But
so that's when I wake up. Or I'm up already. Sense. My daughter makes gets sense. Up at 5:30 a lot.
Every episode, you've not watched all. Titus hasn't watched all the episodes. We had to catch him up a little bit. Every episode, Clay either has to mention Hawaii or that he's a father of four.
Got it.
So, and he's got to wear that badge of honor.
Anyway.
I'm a dad. I'm a father of four.
Anyway.
I go to bed very early. I went to Hawaii.
Oh, I'm fumbling around my necklace that I got from Maui, which is a Hawaiian island that I've been to. This is carved from the actual wood on the island nice. Of Hawaii.
Nice.
Hawaii.
Got that, it.
That's who he is.
Father of four Hawaii.
He's a Hawaiian... father.
No. I'm not Hawaiian. Anyway.
Okay.
This has been a really long introduction.
Let's continue.
Everyone knows what Vegas is. Gamble and strippers and getting high and fun stuff.
Things you're not into.
Museums?
I've seen the movie 21. It was good. But if you do that stuff, you'll get arrested. So don't do that. Probably.
The gambling?
Yeah, yeah, like counting cards. No, like counting cards.
Oh, got it.
Your staff's will even never come back. They won't arrest you. It's not illegal.
Well, I'm just saying. Most people who do it end up in jail or roughed up by security. And do I look like I could take some buff security guards? So let's just not. But the flamingo. Let's actually say a fact about the flamingo.
Let's do it.
The flamingo is the brainchild of Benjamin Bugsy Siegel.
Siegel.
No.
Bugsy nope. Siegel.
I tried to say it differently because I didn't want to like reference the seagulls. Just too much bird. You know, they fly. They steal your food when you're not looking. So I was going to reference him in a different way. But anyway, sure. Siegel. He was one of America's most infamous gangsters. Now, before looking this information up, I had never heard of the guy. So he's no Al Capone, but we got Benjamin Bugsy.
It's a cool name.
Is it, though?
Like, Bugsy. Yeah, Bugsy Siegel. Like, that sounds like somebody like who breaks stuff.
You guys are you not well-versed in the old mob and all that stuff? Bugsy Siegel was a legend. I know he was a crime boss, but I mean, he's one of the first guys that actually did it all legal in Las Vegas, which is pretty amazing. Not saying he was a great guy, because he wasn't a great guy. But
well, he was born in Brooklyn on February 28th,
Brooklyn!
1906.
That's a day after my birthday, by the way. Mm. I'll be expecting presents. Go ahead.
Okay. his parents were Jewish immigrants. And he was raised in a troubled neighborhood, so I'm sure that kind of like, you know, is where his issues started, getting into the mob and all that fun gangsta stuff. Westside!
I don't think that works. That's since wrong. He's from New York.
Eastside!
Is Busy snoring around here? I can hear my dog snoring somewhere.
Is that your dog? I thought I heard like a demon behind me, but I was too scared to look. So I was just gonna...
He's snoring behind me on the pillow.
I just was like, I gotta keep going. I don't know what it is.
My animals bomb every video we do in some
way.
Can't
we just make an episode without your dog being the star of the show?
I can't help it. He's just much better looking than both of us.
All three of us. It's a pretty good looking game.
Well, anyway, the Siegel guy, he established himself as a formidable mastermind, like I said, of organized crime. He kind of forged an underworld empire that involved bootlegging, gambling, and even assassinations?
Yeah.
He might have got that Abe guy.
Yikes. As in Lincoln?
Yeah. No, I'm just
nice.
Kidding.
It's okay.
Oh, I totally blew out one of my candles. That's going to look cool because the smoke is just like fluttering away. Just ignore that.
He'll edit it out. He won't edit
it. I'm not going to edit it out. It was cool. I laughed and like a big gust of whoosh wind blew it out and it was cool.
Your nostril wind just went.
That's right.
We have no candles here today.
No, we're not.
Well, we had candles usually, but we don't have candles here today.
You guys are lame.
Yeah, we are.
I figure organized crime is the way to go, though. If you're going to do anything illegal, you might as well organize it, right?
You might as well be organized about it.
Yeah.
You don't want to be all haphazard well, with your illegal stuff. You want to make sure. You.
By 1945, his interest in gambling kind of skyrocketed and he moved to Las Vegas, and that's kind of when his gambling empire started to roll the dice. Now at that time Vegas was not like the center of tourism like at all. That was kind of before all of the, you know, what we know today as Vegas is. I could still hear your dog.
I could move him, but he's just going to come back. So, but I can try to move him. Why don't you continue to talk? I'll be right back in one second. I'm going to move my dog. No, I can move him.
You don't have to.
I'll move him right now.
I'm just saying I can hear it.
Okay.
I mean, I can make snoring noises too.
I will lay into
him. If it helps. Like, we can just all pause for a minute and snore.
Pause?
Yeah.
Is that a dog joke?
It wasn't until that's just offensive, now. Dude.
That dog pun was offensive to Busy. He doesn't appreciate that.
It's kind of rough.
That's what I was going to say. Oh,
snap. All right. So he started gambling.
Don't leave me in the doghouse. Anyway.
So that's good.
There was a glamorous grand opening, though, for this Flamingo that got built. It opened the next year after moving to Vegas on December 26th, 1946, as in the year after 45, like I just said.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
The Flamingo's opening, though, was kind of a failure. Like I said, this was not something that was big at the time. He was trying to, you know, do something that there weren't like a ton of casinos. The Strip, like I said, wasn't like it is today. It was just, it's like me opening a casino at my house, except I'm not a gangster and I don't have money.
Well, you're not a gangster. We've already established you have money.
I could be a gangster.
Yeah, you got candles.
Don't.
You got candles. You got four kids and you go to Hawaii.
Don't make me.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Pull out my big guns. Yo. Anyway, it was so bad that the first week the Flamingo was open, they actually lost $300,000. So I guess that would have been the time to gamble. Unfortunately, I wasn't alive, so I didn't get to participate in that money-making extravaganza for all the customers.
It's not your thing either way, so you wouldn't have been there either.
One time I gambled and I lost a lot of money, so you're right.
If you could pick organized crime, what would you guys get into? Like, if y'all could, like, do whatever you want. Like, so he was in organized crime and came up with a casino. What would you guys
Okay, so in all honesty...
Well, I mean, there was only, like...
Oh, go ahead, Adam.
No, you go first. I have my own answer. You go first.
Okay. In all honesty, I would probably be the guy that like hired a bunch of people or just did this myself and like got into something that I don't think is really done yet, but I'm surprised it isn't, is stealing stuff outside of like grocery stores. Like how they just leave stuff outside of the actual establishment, just like taking it.
That was a huge part of organized crime back in the day. Not grocery stores, but what they'd do is when people were unloading trucks, they'd come take the trucks. Mm. And then they would sell the stuff in the trucks, whether it be cigarettes and things like that, booze before Prohibition, after Prohibition. That was a real popular thing to do. And it netted them a little bit more money. Drugs didn't start being a real problem. The mob didn't really get into drug deals and things like that until the 70s. They wanted to stay out of that. So they did other stuff like they came up with the buy here, pay here car places. They were the first ones that did that. Mm. They went to impoverished towns, impoverished neighborhoods, and they'd give these outrageous rates that people couldn't ever pay their car off. And then they would take the car back, sell it to somebody else. They would do, they'd run numbers, which is like running the lottery today, mm-hmm. but they would just get numbers. They would do all sorts of bets. So, so I would probably just be a numbers runner.
Yeah, you've just given it too much thought in general, I think, is the point.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're going to jump ahead now to the next year, 1947, June 20th. Bugsy had just gotten into a fight with his, I don't know if it's his wife, girlfriend, lover, friend with benefits. Whatever. I kind of skipped over it because it's not important, but Virginia Hill, and she left town, went to Paris. Yeah. And so he was alone and he was speaking with an associate, Alan Smiley. If that name doesn't sound fake, I don't know what does. But anyway, there was gunshots. Bullets broke through the window and killed the seagull instantly. So not only did he never really live while the Flamingo was hopping.
Profitable.
profitable, he didn't really do much. I mean, most of his crime life was obviously before the Flamingo. But he is the main ghost of the Flamingo. So now we can kind of jump into present day. We'll skip to in 1967, billionaire Kirk. Yeah, I don't know how to say his last name. I'm not going to lie. Kerkorian.
Wow, that's a rough one. Spell it for our listeners.
K-E-R-K-O-R-I-A-N.
Let's just put his name at the bottom.
I-A-N. Anyway, he purchased the resort in 1967. Kerkorian. Kerkorian. You just say his name really fast. And it's
I like
just, it. It sounds like a stutter. Kerkorian.
Let's mumble over
it. Hey, bought that. Anyway, billionaire. Yeah. Bought it in 1967. And it was later sold to the Hilton Corporation, which I wouldn't be surprised if they just, generally speaking, own a lot of Vegas outside of like MGM. The two companies probably own like the majority. But yeah, still to this day, the Flamingo is owned and operated by Harrah's Entertainment, who I believe is like associated with Hilton. I think the two, I don't know if they're the same company yet, but they're both up there.
There's two casinos that own all of the main strip now.
Yeah.
And one's MGM Mirage Complex. Mirage actually is getting dropped off that. It's getting bought by Hard Rock the beginning of the year, so it'll only be called the MGM, not the Mirage. They own a bunch of different casinos on that, the new strip. And then Caesars Harrah's is the other corporation, and they own the rest of them. So they kind of run them together. And then there's one on the strip that's a Hilton, and then off the strip there's a bunch of Hiltons, but not very many on the strip. It's mostly Caesars Harrah's and now just MGM.
Thank you for that information.
There,
and
a little facts for you.
Now we're back to talk about Vegas.
Well, we're in Vegas, and you know, just in case people want to know if they're going.
You're always there, so I know that you know. But
I'm working. Anyway, I can't help it. I work there sometimes.
Anyway,
a party.
The Seagull never left the building. Shot, died, stayed there to this day. His ghost is said to linger on the grounds. Predominantly, he's apparently seen roaming the garden right by a memorial that's actually out there for him. So I don't know about you, but when I die, I don't know that I would necessarily just like stand over my grave or like where my memorial is. But then you kind of think about like cemeteries, and a lot of people have photographs of people like sitting on tombstones and benches. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's the thing to do when you die. Is just look at where you're buried or where you're remembered.
Got nothing but time.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. There's nothing else you're doing. Yeah.
So is he the only ghost, the Flamingo?
He's the main ghost, but apparently he's seen a lot.
Okay. Is there any evidence besides that? Like, people have said they've seen him. Like, that's anecdotal evidence. Have people seen, like, do they have pictures of it or anything like that?
Give me a minute, bro.
I don't know if I would. I don't know. I'm kind of into haunting people if I was a ghost. Like, I'm haunting rooms. I'm knocking stuff over. And if I was a gangster ghost, I'm, like, moving money.
A lot of people die in these hotels. Well, Clay's looking up information because he was ill-prepared. I know that for a fact. We stayed at the Luxor one time, real eerie. A woman jumped. So if you look at, like, if you're in the Luxor, if you look up, you can see all, like, the different levels. And there's, like, where you walk to the hotel room, and it's all open to a pyramid. And if you look down where the buffet is now, that used to be a different level, and a woman jumped to her death there. And just landed all over the ground, splattered all over the ground there. There's been people that have jumped out of windows. That now they're all bolted, but people have definitely killed themselves from losing too much money and being depressed. And there's a lot of stuff that happens there that's horrible like that. And a lot of people suggest that a lot of these hotels have hauntings. I've seen some remarkable videos that I can't tell if they're real or not. Probably not, because you know how I feel. Of things in hotels, lights going on and off, things falling off shelves. All the stuff that Clay and I could do in a regular horror movie, these ghost hunters do in these hotel rooms. Clay said I go to Vegas like 5 or 6 times a year for different things. I've never seen a ghost, but they probably don't want to see me with my junk out anyway. So I'm doing some pretty horrible stuff to myself in those rooms when I go. So
most likely
it's probably awkward for them if they're there. I'm just going to go out in the hall. This guy's a freak.
It's your only free time. You know, that makes sense.
Yeah. You go to a hotel room, you put on some Skinamax and you just do
grown-up stuff,
whatever you're going to do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, so I'll jump in now and say that no, there's no other ghosts there. But I kind of okay. remember now, like, yeah. One of the reasons that I wanted to bring it up is because I think that's actually kind of a good thing. You kind of caught me off guard because I was like, oh, do I have more to talk about? I don't know. I do, but that's really it as far as hauntings go. But the reason that that's a good thing to me, I think, is because me and you, Adam, we've stayed at a hotel. We've covered, I don't know, 3 or 4 other hotels just on this show. We've read about other hotels that we decided not to cover because it wasn't good enough or it was just like everything else. But this one has...
Sounds like garbage most of the time.
Yeah, but this one did have one thing that the rest of them didn't. And the thing is that it only has one ghost. So many of them are... This room is haunted because so-and-so. There's a hanging here. These people got thrown out of a window here. The lobby has this because there was a bar and people died and all this stuff. And it's like, whoa, like, why are there 4 or 5 different ghosts? Like, are you just trying to, like, make money? Are you trying to, like, be a tourist attraction? Yeah, like, but this just seems like, oh, well, people actually maybe see a ghost. Because, yeah, he's not really reported being seen in the casino hotel as much as he's just in the grounds around his memorial for being the builder, founder, creator, mobster.
Do you think he's the only ghost there because he's like pushing the other ghost out? He's still in his mob ties.
Maybe he's shooting them. Maybe he's shooting them in the afterlife. He's like, hey.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I find that when we talk about things, we talked about like the King's Tavern once, right?
Yeah.
We talked about the ghosts that are there, the more nefarious people in life seem to linger a lot afterward. Maybe it's because they're stuck, if you believe in this stuff, I don't know if I do. Maybe they're stuck in a purgatory or something like that. And they're like, I can either go to hell or I can just hang out here. Someone's going to hang out here forever.
Yeah.
And I do like the fact that Bugsy was a really bad guy. So that kind of makes it more fascinating to me. There's a lot of really cool stuff in Nevada we could talk about.
Well, I think
I've always been really curious about the flamingo.
Yeah, I think the thing with him too is he seems to have stayed behind because he was killed in such a, like, it was just instant. You know, he got shot, he didn't see it coming, and then, you know, his spirit ends up staying there and he doesn't get to witness any of the success that came with the flamingo. Because, I mean, let's be real. All those hotel casinos on the strip, they make bank, you know, they make a ton of money. He was on the right path to really making some profit and being successful, more successful, and died 1 year, 2 years, whatever I said, after it opened, and missed out on that. So there's probably some remorse there of just, ah, crap.
Yeah, see,
might as well watch them make my money. But the other thing I was going to say real quick before I forget, let me just kind of like squeeze in here and say that Virginia Hill was his girlfriend. And fun fact, the flamingo is actually named after her because of her red hair. Because everyone knows flamingos are totally red, right?
Let me just say that was a fact, but it was not fun at all. It was barely a fact.
I mean,
not a fun fact.
Just a I mean, fact. Why just a is it called the Luxor?
Because it's named after the place in Egypt called the city in Egypt called Luxor. So that's why it's named the Luxor.
Yeah, but that's
Luxor is a place in
Egypt. Yeah, but that's not where the pyramids are. But it's a pyramid. The pyramids are in Cairo.
Isn't there a pyramid in Luxor? There's a pyramid in Luxor, isn't there?
Don't get me to lying, but I know there's pyramids everywhere.
Well, the big pyramids are like the Great Pyramid are in Cairo. I do know that.
Oh. Mm. There's pyramids in Africa.
That's true.
All over Africa.
That's true.
Well, I'm not saying that there's Nubians. No other. You know.
I think there's one in Luxor.
Oh.
You better look it up. I don't have my computer here.
It's too much information for me. I just found out Luxor was a place.
I know you were looking at your phone earlier. You better pick up that phone and find out if there's a pyramid in Luxor. I know that.
Right here, I have to know. Now. I'm Googling it. This site says no pyramids in Luxor, Egypt. And it says I lived in Las Vegas for 17 years. And the entire time I was very annoyed by one thing, the Luxor Casino and its big glass pyramid. Why? Because in 1991, I spent time in Luxor. There are no pyramids there. Absolutely none. There's a temple there.
Okay, I stand corrected.
There's a big temple. There's a big temple there.
Is that the temple of the?
It just says
the king's like that.
The Luxor temple. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I know that the Great Pyramid.
I love Egyptology.
Is in Cyrus. So. It's possible.
She had your mom on. She could have schooled us on all that.
Well, yeah.
Titus's mom's a genius. I don't know if you. No one knows that about Titus.
Get him off this show and get her. I try
to keep all the secrets to myself.
She really is smart. I don't like talking to her. It makes me feel stupid. But everybody makes me feel stupid anyway, so it really doesn't matter. But well, that's interesting. You know.
Anyway, I'm just.
I would like to go to another hotel.
So I just let's say something about the flamingo.
I like it.
It's a little quaint. It's a little nice little hotel.
Old cars, the old 50s cars they have out front.
Is any other hotel named after an individual on the strip?
No.
Not that I know.
No. Except Caesar's, named after Caesar.
That was easy.
But is any other hotel named after an individual?
That was a given.
That's all I had. That's all I had. Trump Tower. Boom!
Oh, he's coming in. He's coming in strong.
I got two. That's
any other hotel named after an individual?
Harrah's.
It's like.
Yeah, but that's the company's name. That's the company's name. That's like if MGM.
But it's named after the man.
Sure. But in this instance, I'm saying the man named it after an individual, not himself.
Yeah, I know. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Well,
I think it's pretty fascinating, actually.
No, it's cool. I gave you a hard time about the pyramids, so we're even. For now.
So anyway,
my revenge will come.
Because we are running.
My revenge will be
35
sweet.
We're in 35 minutes. Our viewers cannot tolerate this for more than 28, so I'm
dish.
Trying to like.
Sorry.
A cold, hard
I do want to go
dish.
Back to Nevada. Anyway. There's a lot of haunted places in Nevada that I find that are supposed to be haunted and really fascinating.
Yeah, hurry it up.
There's one place I really want to go. It's the Clown Motel. Mm. Has anybody seen the Clown Motel?
No.
I've seen it. It is right next to a cemetery. A lot of people die there.
And
I've seen
a
motel separately.
This one is a motel that's
like the little old lady that lived in a shoe. Like you stay in a clown.
It looks like you're staying in a circus with a bunch of different clown dolls and stuff like that, and statues and
interesting
ghost adventures. Did a special there. They found evidence supposedly, and I think it'd be really cool. It's right next to an old cemetery that hasn't been opened since like the early 1900s. A bunch of miners died right next to it. There was a plague there, so this whole cemetery got filled up within the course of 15 years and shut down. So maybe, I mean, but there's a lot of different places like that, and I'm glad you touched on the Flamingo, because all these casinos that we see and go to, you know, they try to keep that stuff hush hush. Mm-hmm. Someone dies. People go to Vegas all the time. Thousands of people per day fill up a hotel room, right? Or fill up a hotel.
I hope not a room.
1,000 people in a hotel room. That'd be weird. And people will die in these hotels, and sometimes they go ahead and they'll put them in those little those laundry carts and put stuff on top of it, and they wheel them out so people don't know and don't freak out. They have their own kind of response team that comes in, and the police meet downstairs unless there's a murder or something like that, and they keep it really quiet. But people do die often in hotel rooms, and in particular in Las Vegas. You got to think of how many ODs there have been, how many people have killed themselves. You know, I think the Flamingo is one of the most historic ones on the Strip, being that they've pretty much demolished everything else.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool. I really do. And I like the Flamingo. I mean, I've stayed, everybody's going to think I'm disgusting. I've actually stayed at the Excalibur, and their suites are beautiful. If you get one of the big suites, like the Presidentials, they're really nice and they're super clean and they're all modern. And, you know, I look over the Flamingo and the place, the building's actually very like, kind of austere and, and pretty from the outside. And I like the front.
Yeah, I specifically and remember like you're in, all the lights, like when you drive by, when you come in at night, I can remember seeing the Flamingo.
It reminds you of that time, though.
Like, like you're, it's like your 1950s Boca Raton.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And the inside's nice. It's small, but it's nice. I like it a lot. Yeah, and it is fascinating. And I love gangster stuff, mobster stuff.
Pew, 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 pew.
All from Scarface and everything on
Give
down.
Me the money.
And just every story. I liked watching The Untouchables. Like, I am the quintessential, the guy that liked all that stuff growing up. And I'm just a, I'm that dude. I like that stuff.
Lame! Just kidding.
So thanks for bringing it to our attention, Clay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I wish you were a little bit more well prepared for this finale, but I mean, for the most part, you kind of nailed
it. Well, I'm always
you muddled through it.
Unprepared. Let's be honest. The viewers at this point, they know that. Either that, or I've fooled a lot of you guys. So give me some props.
I think they're watching because they like it.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like they like I'm unprepared, and they like that you're overprepared. Together, we're good. But, you know, part of the reason that I'm underprepared is that we've been diving into something really special coming up. And it's actually been a couple of weeks since we recorded our last episode. We didn't really get to do a finale, so we wanted to come back and shoot one more before we start the next season. But we actually spent the last couple of weeks working on another special slash feature. We don't know what we're calling it yet. I'm sure by the time this episode airs, there will be a poster, maybe a trailer, definitely some more information and a title. But it's all about the Lost Dutchman's Gold and the Superstition Mountains and dead hikers. And
lots of dead hikers.
Bones of the dead hikers.
Which is a good reason why not to like hike.
Yeah.
I like to apologize to our viewers for the echo in my house, by the way. It's atrocious. I can hear it. I know you can hear it. Clay's going to have to do a lot of filtering to eliminate that echo. Because he's editing this episode.
There's echo over there? That's can't hear it. Thanks for ruining things again for me. That's the second time this episode that you've ruined things.
Well, the ceilings are like 20 feet high, man. I'm going to have an echo. I think it's a 20-foot high ceiling. 25? It's.
Are you trying to brag because your ceiling is taller than mine?
Well, no, it's because I don't have a three-story house. I have a one-story home.
My house is two stories.
And you have a three-story home with an elevator. And golf clubs at the bottom. He goes golfing like all the time, goes to Hawaii, and he never takes me anywhere.
Ouch.
What's that? Rough. Oh, Elise, my wife says we're going to Hawaii right now, so I'm going to have to end this episode. You guys got the rest covered, right?
Sure.
Plane leaves in 10 minutes.
Guys,
we're not going to make it.
We're done. Well, I think we should probably try to wrap it up a little bit here. We're getting close to the end of the episode. You know, thanks guys for watching. It's been a great season. Thanks for all the loyal viewers and listeners, and thanks for Titus for being here on our final episode of this season. And until next time.
Creep it real.
All right.
That was good.
I think that was good. You were ill prepared, but I think it worked out pretty well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was fun.
He's done better.
I've done a lot better, but yeah, I mean, let's be real. I said it's been a couple of weeks since we recorded the last episode. It's been fun.